Sonia, your parents will be disappointed in you because they must have been trying to fulfill some expectations through you. Now you have become a sannyasin. All their expectations have fallen to the ground. Naturally, they are disappointed. But don't become guilty because of it. Otherwise, they will destroy your joy, your silence, your growth. You remain undisturbed, unworried. Don't feel any guilt. Your life is yours. And you have to live according to your own light. And when you have arrived at the source of joy, your inner bliss, go to them to share. They will be angry. Wait, because anger is not anything permanent. It comes like a cloud and passes. Wait. Go there, be with them, but only when you are certain that you can still remain cool. Only when you know that nothing will create any reaction in you. Only when you know that you will be able to respond with love, even if though they are angry. And that will be the only way to help them. You say they worry all the time. That is their business. And don't think that if you had followed their ideas, they would not have worried. They would have still worried. That is their conditioning. Their parents must have worried, and their parents' parents must have worried. That is their heritage. And you have disappointed them because you are no more worrying. You are going astray. They are miserable, their parents have been miserable, and so on and so forth up to Adam and Eve. And you are going astray, hence the great worry. But if you become worried, you miss an opportunity. And then they have dragged you again back into the same mire. They will feel good. They will rejoice that you have come back to the old traditional conventional way. But that is not going to help you or them. If you remain to be independent, if you attain to the fragrance of freedom, if you become more meditative, and that's why you are here, to become more meditative, to be more silent, more loving, more blissful, then one day you can share your bliss. To share, first you have to have it. You can share only that which you have already got. Right now, you can also worry, but two persons worrying, simply multi-worries, they don't help each other. You said they worry all the time. It must have become their conditioning. It is the conditioning of everybody in the world. A rabbi was being hosted by a family, and the man of the house, impressed by the honor, warned his children to behave seriously at the dinner table because the great rabbi is coming. But during the course of the meal, they laughed at something, and he ordered them from the table. The rabbi then arose and prepared to leave. "Anything wrong?" asked the concerned father. Well, said the rabbi, I laughed too. You don't be worried about their seriousness, about their worrying about you. They are trying unconsciously to make you feel guilty. Don't let them succeed. Because if they succeed, they will destroy you, and they will also destroy an opportunity for them which would have become possible through you. You say, they have made my being here possible. Be thankful for that. But there is no need to feel guilty. So how can I turn from them? There is no need to turn from them. But there is no need either to follow them. Go on loving them. When you meditate, after each meditation, pray to the existence that something of my meditativeness should reach to my parents. Be prayerful for them. Be loving to them. But don't follow them. That won't help you or them. You say, what do I owe to my parents? You owe this, that you have to be yourself. You owe this, that you have to be blissful, that you have to be ecstatic, that you have to become a celebration unto yourself, that you have to learn to laugh and rejoice. This is what you owe to them. You owe to them enlightenment. Become enlightened like Gautam the Buddha, and then go to your parents to share your joy. Right now, what can you do? Right now, nothing is possible. Right now, you can only pray. So I am not saying turn away from them. I am saying don't follow them. And this is the only way you can be of some help to them. They have helped you physically. You have to help them spiritually. That will be the only way to repay them.